This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the world is this?
It's good, Richie. It's all about the good times on the Good Day program. Rich McFadden to the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler doing a good job monitoring, keeping me on my straight and narrow path, which often I veer away from. From time to time, it's good to change the way we relate. And thus, the focus now on Food Day. The news today, about later on in the hour, by the way, Uri Geller joins us, and Annie Lennox.
Ooh.
She was in the Eurythmics, her husband, former husband, Dave Stewart. It's interesting. I wonder, how do we, and then I just thought about this. Uri
knows Annie.
And Annie are friends.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe, okay.
Yeah, we were just thinking, okay, we have to have Uri on, then Annie on. Why don't we have them both on together?
What a good idea. Why don't we do that?
All
right, so we'll arrange that in the next half hour of Good Day. Meanwhile, today is Food Day, organized by the Center for Science and the Public Interest. Today, you are to celebrate, if you participate, in ideas put forth to have your food healthier, more affordable. Food. 8,000 events celebrating food all across our country today. I don't know whether it is a coincidence, but today is also National Bologna Day.
Well, that's food, kind of.
The start of the World Championship Chili Cook-Off in Las Vegas. Big deal today in the back rooms in Las Vegas. Yeah, out in the front, they're gambling. In the back rooms, they're making chili.
Chili season.
All right, true or false, Richie?
Yeah, bring it.
More than 500 million family farms manage between 70 and 80% of the world's agricultural land.
Sounds like a whole lot of farms.
Or false.
I'm going to say false.
You are. All right, what are you going to say, Kenny?
I'll go with true.
Yep. Kenny's right. Richie's wrong. That happens
there
a lot.
There are 500 million family farms on this planet.
Yes, there are. Most of them are not in America. Most of them are in South America, in the islands, in Asia. We do not farm anymore. It used to be the case. 98% of our country, agriculture was the mainstay back when the dinosaurs ruled. Not that far back. You go back to the early 19th century. And through the 19th century and even into the early 20th, the Dust Bowl was created. This is the anniversary of the beginning of the Depression. And after that, there was the Dust Bowl because not only, I mean, this is my mind. I know I said I had Kenny to keep me focused in. I'm going to just wander for a second, Kenny.
Yeah, right? And then I'm going to wander a little bit more.
Just for a second, I'll wander. All right. Remember, I was talking about astrology. And if you look at the chart that was established for our country, if you consider July 4th, 1776 to be the beginning, the birth of our country, and you do a chart on our country, and you go, there are two extraordinarily distressing, actually three or four, but the two that are the most interesting to recount are the day of the stock market crash and the subsequent Dust Bowl that was created. Astrologically speaking, the country was in a horrible position. The other date, when our country was in the worst astrological position possible, what day do you think that was?
World War what?
Nope.
No?
Nope. More recently than that. Astrologically, the country was completely compromised.
Oh, 9/11.
Yep. September 11th is the... actually, if you talk to astrologers about this, anybody who goes to get astrological readings, ask them about September 11th and America, and they will tell you that it was disaster in the making. So... anyway, back to where we were going here.
Farming.
Talking about farming and what, where it is that we are in our country. And so I go back to the Dust Bowl. The reason I brought the Dust Bowl up is because at that point in time, still 84, 85% of the country made its living on the land.
There was a fascinating, I guess it was on PBS a month or so ago, a documentary on the Dust Bowl. And I mean, who realized that in part it was caused by the government trying to get everyone to get into farming to try and spark the economy back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they just overdid it. Yeah. They turned the soil, turned the soil, turned mm-hmm. the soil, and then boom.
You find that. You see, that's one of the things that today we'll bring out. And one of you, all of you know, I hope, that I'm a passionate dairy farmer. I'm actually getting an email about the ice milk challenge. The essence of what I try to do on my farm is to keep it, given the fact that we have a shortage of land here, it's very hard to get enough land to sustain. I'm going to actually end up selling quite a few cows this fall because we don't have enough feed. We don't have enough land anymore to feed all the cows that are here. And plus the fact it's just getting more and more difficult to do all of this in the frame of reference for people, and it's just getting too.
Now, question for you.
Yeah,
I'm reading the book The Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell, and it's the story of success: how successful people become successful, why they are successful.
Yep.
And he looks at the education in Asia compared to the education in the Americas,
mm-hmm.
and how our educational school year is based on
agriculture. Yep.
And how our philosophy is to let the crops rest and the soil rest during the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids basically went to school in the winter, mm-hmm. had the summers off to help on the farms.
Right.
In Asia, when you have rice farming, in China, their whole culture is built around the rice farm.
Yep.
And basically working those farms from sun up to sundown every single day of the year, every single year. Mm-hmm. It never changes. They don't rest their soil. They believe that their soil is healthy by working it and working it and just meticulously
working it. One more second. Yeah, go ahead.
So what that has done in turn is that the Asian school years are 240 days long mm-hmm. on average
right.
versus the Americas, which is about 180 days long, mm-hmm. and the difference that creates
yeah.
for those students.
And the educational stimulus.
It's fascinating.
It is fascinating.
It's fascinating.
But it isn't really that difficult to figure out. Hello, duh. We're falling
behind.
But
to know that
here.
The farming, is the, our agricultural history is what caused that,
yeah.
it's really fascinating.
Okay, so the reason for, and I don't want to get off on a sidetrack here, but the reason that farming is done the way it's done, as you just suggested, in these Asian countries, comes about as a result of the proximity to fish and water. The idea of, we hear a lot about aqua farming
right.
now.
Right.
And aqua farming can be hydroponics or aquaponics. Aquaponics is what happens in Asia. They raise fish in the water that is being used to feed nutritionally to nutritionalize the plants. The fish are fed, and their poop is used. The fish poop is what feeds the plants that are growing, and that's why they can get 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 12 months a year on their agriculture, because they're using it close to the water or on the water or in the water, and the water is fertilized by the fish poop that the fish, that's the tilapia, that's what they use them for. Tilapia is a delicacy here. Tilapia is a fish that is used mainly in Asia, although they do crop them and they ship them here, but they use the tilapia to fertilize these areas where the food that we're talking about is being grown.
Tilapia is not good for you. Don't eat it.
No, tilapia is not good for it. Mostly, well, yeah, they say it's not good for you because of
omega-6s instead of omega-3s.
Yeah, right. Well, there's a lot of other reasons. What they feed them sometimes.
Right. Tilapia. Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. That's the big thing.
Yeah. So anyway.
It's any foreign fish.
Yep. Okay. So here's an email that I got that underscores some of the focus on our farmers from Gloria Breedlove. I listen to your show as often as I can and often get worked up as you do, especially about this whole stuff with our farmers. They are and always have been the lifeblood of our food supply, for God's sakes. I live in Oregon. Respect for farmers and what they do for us. I buy local wherever I can. Thank you and your fellow farmers for your dedication. If anybody doubts your view on Monsanto, they need to watch Food Inc. Netflix has it now. It backs up everything you say about that company and how they undermine American farmers, force them to buy only their GMO seed. A story about one fellow who lost his farm because he and his fellow farmers wanted to use their proven non-GMO seed stock. and the atrocious conditions under which they raise chickens for Tyson, for example. What a freaking eye-opener. I always eat fresh anyway, but this movie made me not want to ever buy anything processed again.
It's hard to eat after you watch that movie.
She says, Monsanto and Obama are the two greatest evils facing America. They strive to bring down the greatest nation. Well, we know that there is some political focus here, and that's the Monsanto thing is just plain bad. And they're getting worse because they get more government support. There was a vote in, I want to say, we talked about this, Wisconsin, one state, no, it wasn't Wisconsin, but it was a state, Kenny, maybe you remember, that wanted to put in the right to farm bylaw, which traditionally has been and historically has been a way to protect the family farmers. But in this particular instance, they changed it so that it basically protects all the farmers that are associated with Monsanto and its ilk, and Monsanto paid for the advertising to promote the referendum question. And so you just see how they're inveigling themselves into every aspect of this and ruining the food supply. So when you get to the point of, I think it was in Wisconsin, where there also, by the way, was a ruling by the Wisconsin Supreme Court about raw milk and food rights. This is becoming a big issue. And people who are voting, if there's a subtext to who you're voting for, ask or try to find out how your congressional candidate, senatorial candidate, gubernatorial candidate, all the local candidates, how they feel or what they know even about food rights and the food issues, because people more and more, because the government is so out of control, are being told that they can't have choices anymore, and those actions seed the revolution. When you start, or you're being told you can't have the food you want for no good reason other than it's going to help some big corporation get bigger, that's where people, it foments unbelievable unrest. And so as I look at the information about Wisconsin, for example, as an example of a really good ag state, $26 billion a year industry. It favors, though, it used to favor the small family farm, 200, 300, 400 cows. That's what a small, I have 100 cows, I'm milking about 100 cows, I have a couple of hundred cows. Now, this new law, Richie, basically favors the large 2,000 to 5,000 cow industrial farms. All of the business about raw milk having harmful pathogens and process it to pasteurize, that's all a bunch of hooey. And that's the reason pasteurized milk sales are falling across the country, because they cause allergies, asthma. All the goodness in the milk is cooked out in the favor of having something that is clean, but it has no nutritional value. And that's why people have stopped using milk. That's why they're coming around to raw milk, because it so affects those who have allergies and asthma, that kind of stuff. Anyway, I'm going down one of my normal two alleys here. Just something to keep in mind as we go through Food Day. Where do you get your food? What do you like best about the food that you're getting? Are you not happy with your food choices? Are you doing something about it by supporting local agriculture, the so-called locavore movement? You can do it year-round. Just check it out. There are all kinds of websites to do that. 20 minutes after the hour, this is Good Day.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Ring leaks into a transformer. Insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down. Copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat. Transformer blows. Transformer blows. Facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This Halloween, Guitar Center has the lights, lasers, fog machines, and sound systems you need to throw the ultimate Halloween bash or haunt your house. Skip the party store and add fog and lights with an American DJ fog machine or mini lasers, just $24 each. Grab a multicolored stage light or a light stand, just $49 each. And amplify your event with a custom PA system for only $69. Plus, while supplies last, with any purchase, get a mystery savings coupon good for your next visit. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Halloween at Guitar Center. In-store or at guitarcenter.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey Water Filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Like a Virgin, female voice, a little slower, softer version of it. It does get your attention until you find out it's a nun who's singing this. The video of the day at DougStephan.com, Thursday's video of the day, features Sister Christina Scuccia, I believe is how the name is pronounced, very Italian nun, who won Italy's version of The Voice. So she now has released an album, and her first single off the album is a cover of Like a Virgin. So you can check this out. We're playing the audio from the video at DougStephan.com. Kind of an unusual song choice for a nun, right? She says, quote, reading the text without being influenced by previous interpretations, you discover that it's a song about the power of love to renew people and rescue them from their past. My God, don't we need that? That really is the story, but that's not what you think we need. Like a virgin. So, good for her. Good that she won The Voice. Also good that she got us to think about stuff that we often do not when we hear names of songs or even sometimes lyric lines. We don't really get what the context is. So the power of love, how strong it is, don't we all know it, those of us who have experienced great love, to renew yourself and perhaps rescue you. Good love now rescues you from bad love in the past. So, very cool. This is a great acknowledgement of how the world really needs to open up a little bit more and not be you know how we all make quick judgments, right? I mean,
I remember when the song came out, everybody was like,
"Oh my God!" Yes. And then listen to the words. Look at it. You can find the words any place. What is it? Shazam? Isn't it Shazam that has all? What's the thing you go into the store into the
Shazam identifies the song if you're listening to it.
From there, you can find the lyrics.
They do have lyrics. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Never mind.
There are a couple of hundred lyric websites where you can get it. Yeah.
All right. Let's go to today's video of the day. Now comes a video from New Zealand Air. This is their latest safety video, for which they went all out by filming it with stars using the director of the forthcoming Hobbit movie. We have the audio. I'm sure it'll make more sense if you watch it at DougStephan.com. But for fun, Richie, just play some of the audio from this new New Zealand Air video, a safety video.
Characters from The Hobbit are sitting on the airplane across the row from these kids.
That was like music from the Titanic.
Welcome to Middle Earth, my friend. I'm here to guide you on your journey, so cease your rebel rousing and listen very carefully, and obey all crew member instructions and all illuminated signs. If the seatbelt sign were to illuminate, return to your seat right away. Make sure all valuables at your feet are pushed under the seat in front of you.
And fasten your seatbelt low across your hips. Although we recommend you keep your seatbelt fastened through the flight, if you
he's on a horse when he's doing this,
lifting the lever or pressing down on the button.
Yeah, you got to see it. It's very cool.
Yeah, right. Also at DougStephan.com, find out how you can get our Good Day goodies. We have a lot of things that are connected to the Good Day program. You'll see the picture of a mug when you go to Trending on Good Day. The Good Day goodies are all right there, just above my picture and next to the picture of the guy from New York who's got Ebola. We put them all together. We don't necessarily have things assembled in order of importance, folks. But if you'd like to get some of the cool things we have from Good Day, check out the Good Day goodies at DougStephan.com.
$5,000 a year. A new study estimates that's the average amount a loved one spends on caregiving.
Over a five-year period, that's $25,000 that a caregiver may be spending to support their loved ones. And it may be a lot more than that for some people.
AARP caregiving expert Amy Goyer.
The thing that I think is interesting and complicates this is that they also found that 7 out of 10 people have not spoken with their loved ones about how to pay for care. So you have someone who's in the situation of being a caregiver, but nobody talks about money.
Here are some questions to ask.
Number one would be, do you have long-term care insurance? What are your other income probabilities that will help pay for care? Do you have a pension?
And others, do you have good insurance, VA benefits? Are your finances accessible? And do you have a power of attorney document? For more info, check out AARP's Caregiving Resource Center. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis.
I just can't handle this scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote. Shower you with policy managing and bill-paying tools. Throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
This Halloween, Guitar Center has the lights, lasers, fog machines, and sound systems you need to throw the ultimate Halloween bash or haunt your house. Skip the party store and add fog and lights with an American DJ fog machine or mini lasers, just $24 each. Grab a multicolored stage light or a light stand, just $49 each. And amplify your event with a custom PA system for only $69. Plus, while supplies last, with any purchase, get a mystery savings coupon good for your next visit. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Halloween at Guitar Center.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Yourself on the desk.
Help me, I'm falling, I can't get up.
Yeah. Top topics, top 10 talk radio topics, poll at DougStefan.com. You know what gets me is the Monica Lewinsky, all the focus on Monica Lewinsky this week. Like, she had just arrived. She'd been in outer space for the past 14 years, whatever it is, and all of a sudden she's back. And she made mention in a speech, the woman can't find a job. She's tried everything she can try. I was listening to some really, Kenny, you actually found the audio of this guy who ripped her. I think it was Mike Trevisano, who was in Cleveland, one of the Dems, Dats, D's, and Does tacos. He was actually pretty popular. He's perfect for Cleveland. But he didn't have, he was pretty harsh on Monica. And, you know, her sort of blaming the internet for what she created herself. There's argument on both sides of that.
She basically says that she is, victim zero on cyberbullying.
Yeah, right. And she is. She was. She took action. It wasn't good. Wasn't the right action. And suffered the consequences. Is that appropriate? Is that like a, is that today's justice? That's sort of where I came from with this. Is the internet today's justice? We don't have courts anymore. When you see somebody, like, for example, the
courts are irrelevant. Everybody's guilty before.
Right. Ferguson, Missouri, the cop was guilty. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. I wasn't impressed, not with the cop, but with the track record of the Ferguson Police Department. So I'm figuring, okay, there's got to be a little heat here. But nobody's really investigated. And police do a lousy job in many instances anymore because so many things that they can't do their job or they won't do their job because it's corrupted by all of the crap.
It's a perfect example because now this week with the Ferguson thing, they have the autopsies coming out and all of the evidence for and against in the autopsies is really kind of taking everything that we'd seen, heard, and talked about before and twisting it around. Yeah.
Because they found blood and he was shot up close. I mean, all of that sort of thing. So anyway, I don't want to get stuck on it. It just really kind of it gets under my skin to see that everybody, or most often people are convicted, tried, convicted, and executed by the Internet.
The Monica Lewinsky thing is just a great reminder that one stupid decision in our life could change everything.
Yep. Oh, man. Don't I know that. And even sometimes it isn't a decision. It's just doing something that you don't think about, and it affects
the rest of your
relationships
life.
And things for the rest of your life. Good God.
Yeah, part of what she said was that the Internet ruined her reputation.
Mm-hmm. No, she ruined
her reputation.
Yeah. The Internet didn't help. That's maybe the way of reporting on that. All right, speaking of reports, Sears, according to a story that we have at DougStephan.com today, is closing another 100 stores, laying off over 5,000 employees.
Most of them Kmarts. Bye-bye blue light specials.
Well, but this is the what happened. This is how cynical this is. The guy who controls the hedge fund that owns Sears and the Kmart, it's a real estate hedge fund. And that guy's name is Ed Lambert. And he originally took over all the Kmart stores when they were failing miserably. But he didn't take them over because he wanted to make Kmart better. He took them over because of the leases and the land that they own and the value of the land that they own. In many big cities, communities, there's tremendous billions of dollars worth of real estate. And that's why he took it over and managed to take advantage of the situation because the business was lousy. They just wanted to get out. And so with that came a lot of great leases on important land and ownership of important land. So then along comes Sears, basically the same problem. They're in the same shape as Kmart. So what does he do? Same thing. Takes over all the leases, buys up all or gets the land. His hedge fund now owns all the land. They put the two programs, two stores together, more or less. You can buy Sears products, craft and tools in Kmart. You can buy refrigerators and washers and the stuff that's been associated with the Sears. You can buy that in Kmart now, too. But what he hasn't done is treat the employees well. If you go into a Sears, I was so frustrated last year when I was trying to find something. There's a Sears store in Santa Monica, an old Sears store. And I go in there when I'm trying to find an appliance or something that I want to use around the house. I was looking for some kind of a dryer. I don't even remember what it was. I went upstairs, downstairs, all over the store because I wanted to stay loyal to Sears because they've always done well by me with refrigerators and washing machines and stuff like that. So I ended up not being able to find what I wanted, but the way I found out that I couldn't find it was by speaking to a bunch of idiots who half of them didn't. It was like going into a McDonald's or a Burger King. You can't find anybody who can speak English. And it was very frustrating. Why would you put up with that when you can go to many other places and find a cleaner? Certainly Sears isn't anywhere near as clean as it used to be or as bright. And that's because this guy's running it into the ground. They closed 96 stores in August. And then they're going to knock off another 100 because they're not running them well, and they really don't want to. They want to turn that real estate into something more productive. Most of the stores are single-story, right? Kmart's is here. So they want to take advantage of whatever the zoning bylaws are in those communities and build as big a tower as they can for whatever they can use the building for. So anyway, that's the story with Sears. You can check it out, DougStephan.com. Uri Geller, in a moment, translates a pop song recorded in Hebrew for us here on Good Day.
And now another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Phil, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
Huh?
What?
Fish in a bucket. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of healthcare has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood HealthMart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned HealthMart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local HealthMart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit HealthMart.com for the location near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
All right, so Uri Geller is with us from his home in London. Mystifier, paranormalist, Israeli-born, very pro-Israel. When I'm with him, I always get a kick out of having conversations. Well, I'm not having conversations, but there are two conversations always going on with Uri. One in English and one in Hebrew. It goes on and on. So we found this song this week. Do you remember, you were in America about the time that song, Smoking in the Boys' Room. Do you remember that song? You can tell me yes or
no. No, I don't.
All right. Well, you probably remember it when you hear the sort of melody, if we can call it a melody. And I just thought that you would get a kick out of it. Somebody, some clever Israeli musical group, translated the pop song Smoking in the Boys' Room. Normally, pop songs, if they're in English, they stay in English all around the world. No matter where they're popular, they stay in English. So here's somebody from Israel that translated the song into Hebrew. Is that clear enough for you to hear it on the phone? Maybe sometimes that...
It's a bit difficult to hear all the words, but I definitely picked up Beyachad, which means together.
Really?
It's interesting, Doug, that you bring this song today to my attention, because there's a huge controversy about another song that a group of Israelis sang in a... it's a contest called Festigal, which means let's joy, let's have great time, and it's basically geared for children. Now, the reason the song is so controversial, because it's about taking a selfie, taking your own photograph with your own iPhone or BlackBerry and so on. It's all about the selfie. And, you know, the person who actually made the selfie so famous was Obama, and I think it was the Dutch or Danish blonde that sat next to him. I think it was in the memorial of Mandela, to the best of my recollection. And there's something about taking a selfie in Israel that has negative connotations. Is that so in America, too?
I don't know.
Not at all. Yeah. Selfies are very popular.
Yeah.
Everybody takes selfies.
Yeah.
Can post them.
It's unusual for somebody like that to take a selfie, I think.
Yeah, you know, you have selfies today which are extremely daring and dangerous. The last one I've seen was a group of youngsters who climbed up on a very tall building. I think it was somewhere in Hong Kong. And they attached the camera. And by the way, you can buy these. I just saw it yesterday in Harrods. You can buy a long kind of a stick with a rubber band at the end.
Right.
So you can attach your iPhone to it. And then
get a farther out, a wider picture. Hmm.
Yeah, and it was quite dangerous because they were top of a building, on the top of a tower.
Oh, I see it here, yeah.
Amazing view.
You're doing some selfies. I've seen your at urigeller.com. There are selfies that you've posted here and there. As a matter of fact, I think you and I took a selfie when I was at your daughter's wedding. Didn't we last year when I was earlier this year? I don't remember. When was the wedding? Wasn't it? It was the winter.
Yeah, a year ago. Yes, we take selfies all the time. I put myself is on Facebook, and sometimes I think, you know, people might think that I'm extremely egocentric or vain or trying to promote my image all the time. But it's interesting, Doug, because I saw the kind of the calculations of how many people view a picture. When I put a picture of myself, I get 5,000, you know, likes.
Yeah.
But when I put a picture of a view or a flower, it drops dramatically.
Really?
So there's always
see
this,
you.
Yeah, people want that human connection.
That personal, right, the personal touch, the connection. All right, check out Uri's selfies at Uri, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. Uri, have a great weekend. Thank you. Up next, Annie Lennox on Good Day.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
This Halloween, Guitar Center has the lights, lasers, fog machines, and sound systems you need to throw the ultimate Halloween bash or haunt your house. Hit the party store and add fog and lights with an American DJ fog machine or mini lasers just $24 each. Grab a multicolored stage light or a light stand just $49 each. And amplify your event with a custom PA system for only $69. Plus, while supplies last, with any purchase, get a mystery savings coupon good for your next visit. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Halloween at Guitar Center. In-store or at GuitarCenter.com.
Brand new. Names to fall for. Find stylish savings on great big brands. At Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale, find 30% off Juicy Couture and 30 to 50% off Izod. Save on watches from Timex, Bulova, and Seiko. Find Calphalon cookware and more. Friday through Sunday. Plus, introducing Yes to You Rewards. Earn points, get rewards, no matter how you pay. Enroll today at Kohl's.com/rewards. Find your yes. Kohl's. For program details and full terms, visit Kohl's.com/rewards.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, so the Annie Lennox thing is falling apart because she's on Good Morning America and they've got her singing a song and the time. It's always very interesting when we're doing, just to give you a little insight, the Shop Talk stuff, the insight or inside. She was supposed to be on the other day. And
it was the Today Show that bumped us off.
And then, that's television. So she was over schedule on the Today Show. All right, so they call back and said,
that's what they do, is they put these people in a green room for a TV hit. And then
they
for an hour before and an hour after, they do interviews on radio from the green room.
Right. And so now she's on Good Morning America singing for them. So I say, that's the end of that. Once is okay, twice all right, we're not important enough, don't bother calling us. I understand. I'm not television. Although I look good on TV, don't you think, Richie?
Fabulous. So this is so you look marvelous.
Right.
Sure, well,
marvelous. Very interesting. Speaking of radio and what it is that we compare ourselves to when it comes to television, do you know that more people listening in their cars, however, it's not what you think it is. A lot of people think the car business is big, big, big. It's not.
Here's
it's
a
very
guy.
Close. 38% of people listening to this program right now are in a car. 36% are at home.
A guy that sends me an email all the time is in radio. He has these three radio facts at the bottom of his email every time.
Yep.
Radio reaches 244 million listeners every week.
Mm-hmm.
Radio beats every medium 5 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yep.
Radio reaches 92% of the people in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck, Annie.
Yeah. 75% of the people listening to this program are white, 8% are black, 17% are Hispanic. I was sort of surprised to learn that. And let's see, 40% of the audience is from 35 to 44, 16% 55 to 64, and so forth and so on. A little audience composition info for your listening and dancing pleasure, courtesy of Doug and Good Day at 51 after the hour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Last night you were unhinged. You were like some desperate howling demon. You frightened me. Do it again.
They say a man who represents himself has a fool for a client. Well, with God as my witness, I am that fool.
What are you doing? Who's your costume?
This is my costume. I'm a homicidal maniac. They look just like everyone else.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
All right, I got my microphone. Yeah. I'll be heard, I guess, yeah.
Oh, it's Adam.
Usually helps.
Adam's Family Groove by MC Hammer from the movie that was number one during the Halloween season in 1991, The Addams with two D's, The Addams Family, Addams Family Groove.
Dr. Hammer had a massive, he was a big hit for
him. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So, Chucker, what do you remember most about the Addams Family? Wasn't there an Addams Family Values movie or something like that?
That was the sequel. I thought the sequel was better. The first film I liked, but it's sort of, it doesn't have much of a story, but it's well made.
Yeah.
It has a very good cast. The sequel was a lot more fun. I thought they really got it right in the sequel.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Hey, so, let me ask you a question.
Okay, Chucker, a question, yes.
All right. Do you have a favorite horror film?
No.
Not at all.
Yes.
My favorite is not going to see what? What are you going to tell him, Richie?
Ghost. I told you guys about this yesterday. Ghost Story with Fred Astaire and Wilford Brimley.
Oh, okay.
You remember that?
Sure do. Yeah.
Are you answering for me or are you answering for yourself?
I'm answering for myself.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought he was talking to me.
Because it's just good old-fashioned storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not all of the effects and the gore. It's just good old-fashioned storytelling, and it'll scare the bejesus out of you.
Yeah. All right, so let's have a little scary time. Scary time. All right, Chucker, what do you have? We've got, we better pause here for a moment because we want to get a rundown of all of the movies that are coming out this weekend. So what's at the box office this weekend? Just ahead here on Good Day.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder, because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil, the world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
This Halloween, Guitar Center has the lights, lasers, fog machines, and sound systems you need to throw the ultimate Halloween bash or haunt your house. Get the party store and add fog and lights with an American DJ fog machine or mini lasers just $24 each. Grab a multicolored stage light or a light stand just $49 each. And amplify your event with a custom PA system for only $69. Plus, while supplies last, with any purchase, get a mystery savings coupon good for your next visit. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Halloween at Guitar Center. In-store or at guitarcenter.com.
All right, so we have movies, and more movies this weekend. Is this, would you consider this to be a good weekend for movie releases?
Well, two movies open nationwide, one goes wide. The first is John Wick, a well-reviewed action film starring actor Keanu Reeves. Doug, Keanu Reeves, I believe, is 50 years old, and the guy looks not a day over 40. Looks really good. It's a big film, I think, in his later stages now of his career. And if this does box office, it'll sort of revive him, I think, in the business. Also opening is Ouija, which is a short term for Ouija board, a PG-13 horror film geared to teens, and St. Vincent with Bill Murray and Melissa McCarthy goes into a wide release. I'm going to go see it tonight. I'll let you know what I think about that one on Monday. And one other bit of news, I was sort of surprised to read this yesterday, that before Neil Patrick Harris got the gig for the Oscars this year, the Academy asked Chris Rock, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Ellen DeGeneres before him if they wanted to host. All three turned the gig down and went to Neil Patrick, who accepted.
Really? Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting. I don't know why they would have went. Well, Ellen DeGeneres did a good job last year. I wouldn't have went back. Chris Rock, a little surprising. He did it once before. Surprised they go to that well again. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, I think, would have been an interesting and a good pick, though.
Did you hear that Christian Bale did not have to audition for the role of Steve Jobs in the Apple Inc. movie? Aaron Sorkin.
Am I surprised at that? No, not at all. Because, I mean, who wouldn't want Christian Bale to play Steve Jobs? It's going to be written by Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah.
This will be a pretty interesting film when it comes out.
Mm-hmm. It was, I think when you get right down to it, there are parts that are written oftentimes. You hear that for various people. Like he said, Sorkin wrote the president's part for Martin Sheen. Remember that when he was
right.
The West Wing
exactly.
Was very popular.
Christian Bale would be great in that movie.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
All right. DiCaprio wanted it, actually, but they wouldn't give it to him. Thought that was great.
Christian Bale's a better pick for that movie.
Yeah, you're right about that.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.